guys, welcome back. I know we've been gone all year long, but football is back. And what does that mean? So is fantasy. Welcome back to the Degenerates. I got Papa Smurf. I said what I said. Let's get down straight to it. This is season, what, six now, Zach?
Yeah, man. I feel like it's more than six, but I obviously cannot keep track of time.
I go off of the trophy because I put all the nameplates on the trophy for all the winners. So it is season six. It is season six. Mike Burke was season one winner. Let's recap a little bit. Mike Burke won season one. It was the start of Degenerates. Marcus won season two. I won season three. Mm-hmm. Christy won season four. We have the new reigning champ, Quentin A., Alex Bradbury, out in Colorado smoking the good ganja goodness. He's the reigning champ, and he's here to defend the trophy.
My guy, speaking of QA, yeah, he's out here to defend the trophy. And just a quick brief, you know, football starts tonight. It's Thursday. Fucking Lions, Chiefs. He's trying to move Jahmyr Gibbs because he's got a shit team, and he really just countered. So I joked, and I sent him, I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs for Rashad Bateman. He just tried to send me. He'll take Jahmyr Gibbs and Kenneth Gainwell for Tyler Lockett and Saquon Barkley.
What in the what is he? He must be smoking way too much.
Yeah, let me just give up one of the league's better running backs for an unknown piece and Kenneth Gainwell. And not to mention, Tyler Lockett's no fucking scrub here.
So, no, I know Tyler Lockett is going on his down end of his career and stuff, but he's still a baller. I will rebuttal you.
He gets catches. He gets the touches.
Oh, yeah. I will rebuttal you a little bit on Alex's team. This is his second year in a row where he fucking auto drafts. Always fucking up with that part. But he has a decent squad that he did not want to draft, so he's okay with throwing him all on waiver on the trading block and hoping, you know, he can make some moves. The only person he doesn't want to trade is Tyreek Hill because that was his number one pick. And he actually did make that pick and then auto-drafted the rest of the draft.
That's fair. He does have a decent team. And we'll kind of touch on some players. I obviously made a counter offer that was one of the best in the league. It was, I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs and I'll send him Young Hoku. I feel like that's a pretty fair exchange.
So, I mean, I'd take it.
So we'll see. We'll see what that breeds. But we don't want to spend too much time on my obviously great trade proposals.
You know. So welcome to season six. The Degenerates is going to be a long battle. This is $100 buy-in. We upped the ante this year. It's $100 buy-in. Trophy is still on the line, and we did the draft last Sunday. So. Game one is here. I'm hoping everybody sets their lineup. I've been getting reached out by multiple people, making sure that we're still going to do Degenerate episodes because they enjoy hearing how we shit obviously on everybody's team.
Obviously.
So what do we got week one? Who's our first matchup, Zach?
I'll hit you up with it. But before we go too into the matchups, and something that's going to play a bigger factor as the year goes on, so one change that you made to the league that we as a group decided to make was the waiver wire is now Fab Bucks. So that's I just want to touch on it. I don't want to go too crazy. We'll obviously bring it up as the year goes on because it doesn't really have too much to do with right now. But can you just touch on that, on what we're doing as far as that?
I mean, as the way that we're great owners, you know, we run our organization very well, I would say that respectfully for both of us. And, you know, we take our, if you so-called employees or co-members advice. And people wanted to make a couple of changes, you know, how long the draft is going to go, whether we're going to do fab or regular waiver wires. Are we going to do extra flexes or no defense or kickers or whatever. So one of the things we came up with was we're going to go to the Fab Wire. We started to realize people in this league, and we've had, I think, 9 out of the 12 people in this league have been in this league since season 1.
Yep, yep.
So it's people that we all know very well, been to school with, work with, all that jazz. Everybody's input was like, look, this is getting really competitive. The waiver wire, everyone hits the waiver wire pretty fucking hard. So they're like, let's make it a little bit more fair and do a fab wire. So I threw up a poll of what the fab wire total amount should be. Everybody voted on 300 so-called bucks.
Yep, yep.
And you have to bet on the person or place a wager on the person that you're trying to pick up in waivers. So in that case, it could be $1. It could be $2, it could be $10, it could be the whole 300 bucks on the first player in the week.
Yep.
Just know that once you run out of the 300, you won't be able to pick up any more waivers.
Right. Unless they're free, unless nobody else.
Unless no one picks them up.
So you better be betting on sleepers, baby.
So besides that, you're placing a wager on how much you would spend on a new acquisition. And hopefully it's going to beat out the rest of the people that may or may not want that person.
Yep, yep, yep. So
it makes it a little bit more competitive. You know, you got to beat people out for the waiver instead of like, oh, you know, you want somebody, but your waiver position is 9. And knowing that the bottom person in the league is always going to have the number 1 waiver.
Right.
It gives it a little bit more fair shot of if you don't put the waiver in, you don't bet, you know, a certain amount of money. You're not gonna get them.
Yeah, it makes you really. It's now added a little bit more of a layer to the waiver wire. Do you really want this person? How bad do you want them? You know. So I just want
you got to manage your money like you manage your money in real life. Like, oh, do I really want to spend $15 on a guy that might pan out for just the week?
Yeah, I'm about to drop 3, and depending on how tonight goes, Noah Gray is about to be worth $280. Anyway.
I'm just saying, Ryan Leaf is still on waivers, and he's a full 300.
Amen. But yeah, let's get into the matchups. Week 1, we're going to start from bottom to top, because at the top is me and you not facing each other, but as far as it shows up on my thing. So, we've got Team B Champs, Brian, versus the Tactician, the Returning Champ, the Slink Dinkers. So just quick overview, B-Champs has got Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Stephon Diggs, Christian Watson, Mike Williams, TJ Hockenson, David Montgomery, Harrison Butker, and the Bills defense starting right now. I'm not really going to
go. He has a pretty good squad. I'm not going to lie. Brian B-Champs has one of the more feared lineups before week 1 that I think is like he's one of the top 3 teams that were drafted.
Yup. I don't disagree. And then you've got Slink Dinkers, Tactician, with a bunch of other stuff on his name that he's got one of the fucking Elon Musk kind of names going on. He's got Justin Herbert, Travis Etienne, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tyreek Hill, JSN, Isaiah Hodgins, Kyle Pitts, Miles Sanders, Justin Tucker, and the Jaguars defense starting.
He honestly has a really, for a draft, auto draft, besides the Tyreek Hill pick, a really good team. I would probably put him at like 4th or 5th because it was an auto draft, and you just never know with an auto draft. Right. Although he auto drafted last year and ended up winning, he did make his acquisitions week by week. He did set his lineup and everything. It was just during the draft was not there for the second year running. I'll keep saying that. Maybe he'll trigger that for next season. but a very solid matchup, a very head-to-head matchup. I really don't know who I would take, but in defense of an auto draft compared to you drafting your team, I'm going to go with B-Champs.
So that's what Sleeper agrees to. Sleeper gives it 51% over 49%, so it's a tough game. Now, I'm going to go in the opposite way. I'm going to give week 1 to Slink Dinkers, to QA. And honestly, the big reason for me is, yes, Stephon Diggs is starting for B-Champs, but he's playing against the Jets. I'm going homer on this one. The Jets defense is going to be after Josh Allen all game. Stephon Diggs is going to be a nobody, and that's going to hurt B-Champs. That's the only reason I'm different on you. The next, we've got Return of the Deck. Return of the deck.
Anyway. Oh, man. Every time Chrissy was like, oh, I got the perfect name, I'm like, yeah, hit me with it. And it has to do something with Dak.
She always gets them, no matter what. It's never her 1-1, but she always gets them.
Six seasons in, and she's had Zach as her QB six seasons running.
That is her man, and she has made that clear. Well, she plays Marcus Captain Cook, who hasn't changed his name yet. He still has a cook this year. It's a different cook, but he still has a cook. And
he's Lieutenant Cook now. He's not Captain. He's Lieutenant.
Yeah. So let's see. We got Christy. She got Dak. Brian Robinson, Damian Pierce, Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, George Kittle. The Addison kid out of Jordan Addison.
Oh, the rookie Addison from Minnesota.
Yep. Jake Myers from Seattle and Steelers defense. On the flip side, Captain Cook. He's got Trevor Lawrence, Joe Mixon, James Cook this year. AJ Brown, almost called him Antonio Brown. Devontae Adams, Sky Moore, Darren Waller, Dalvin Cook. Oh, he has got both Cooks. Look at that. Brandon McManus and the Saints defense.
Another very good
50-50 dead even.
Yes, another very good matchup. And I don't want to sound like a homer, like I'm protecting my wife, but from the minute she started that draft, I was terrified of her team. She has, in my eyes, the team to beat. The way she drafted this year, the team she has, the guys that she has in her roster, she has probably the team to look out for this whole season.
Yeah, I mean, look, Damian Pierce is good. The only thing that's my question is Damian Pierce is going to be super touchdown dependent. And in the red zone, Josh Allen's going to tuck that ball and run more times than they're going to call the handoff. You know what I mean? So that's my only, like, it's not bad because he's going to get the touchdowns if the Bills are smart because he's the biggest, strongest running back on that team. Everybody else is a little squirt who likes to fucking, you know, cut, and they don't have any bruisers except for Harris, you know. So, and in week one, because of the wide receivers, I'm going to sit opposite of you again. I'm going Marcus. I think AJ Brown, Devontae Adams, and I think tonight Sky Moore is going. This is going to be a shootout tonight. Bang, bang, gunslinging. And I think Sky Moore is just going to be at the receiving end a lot of those bullets.
See, I think different. I think the Detroit Lions is going to upset KC, especially if Kelsey's not playing.
I didn't say
KC's offense is not as scary and explosive as they used to be. Granted, Marcus has some great receivers. His running backs aren't the great. I think the reason why I picked Christy is she has a more complete whole team. From quarterbacks to running backs to receivers to defense to kickers to tight end, she has a complete starting lineup.
No, I definitely agree. I just think especially because this, like, it's especially tonight, Sky Moore, and I agree, I think the Lions are going to upset. But I think it's just going to be a monstrous shootout. Now, the one thing that worries me is James Cook on Marcus's side, simply because I don't believe in James Cook. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Then we've got a little less blacklisted Mike Lacy versus...
love that every season he keeps blacklisted, but just changes it up a little bit.
He's got to. You know what? He really has embraced the villain role. And you know what? And sometimes he's not so much the villain. Like this year, he's coming into the year not so much the villain, so he's a little less blacklisted. And Nick Lathour's Greendale human beings. Khaleesi's got Jared Goff, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Amari Cooper, hyper underrated, Terry McLaurin, Chris Godwin, Mayer from Las Vegas, Najee Harris, Dan Carlson from Las Vegas, and the Eagles defense. On the flip side, Greendale human beings has Jalen Hurts, this is Brian Robinson. I apologize. Christy had Bijan Robinson. I misspoke before. Greendale human beings has Brian Robinson. Jamal Williams, Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, Deebo Samuel, Sam Laporta, Michael Pittman, kicker the Dicker, Dicker the Kicker, and the Patriots defense.
Off the rip, it's a landslide. Mike Khaleesi is going to take this game. He has also one of the best and scariest lineups drafted this year. If it wasn't for my bias with my wife and her lineup that I think she drafted, and no help from me, no nothing. Like the last two or three years, she's been doing everything on her own. This is the scariest lineup I've seen her draft. If it wasn't for the bias, Mike Khaleesi definitely has one of the scarier lineups.
Yeah, I agree with you. Mike Khaleesi has two of the top running backs. Amari Cooper is going to have a great year this year. Scary Terry is going to have a good year, depending on how Sam Howell plays. I like
Mike. He went running back heavy, too, in the draft. He went running back's first three picks and still managed to get pretty decent receivers in the back end.
Yeah. I've got Mike in this, too, for the exact same reason.
Christy said, y'all better be scared.
I ain't scared of Christy, boy. Get out of here.
I am.
Yeah, because you got to sleep in the same bed, bro. I'm like 13 hours away. She ain't scaring me. Scare me. But for the same reason I had Marcus in the last one, I'm taking Mike in this one because Jared Goff, it's going to be a gun show tonight. And I'm never betting on Jared Goff ever. But tonight's going to be a gun show, and I think he's going to throw a lot of passes. Then we've got Frank Fantasy Football Team with a newcomer, Team Purdy with Curdy, our boy John.
Big boy John from Jacked and Canned.
Love it. Love it. Probably one of the nicest humans on planet Earth.
Seriously. Doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
Not at all.
But can probably still fuck you up because he's massive.
He is a massive human. He'll just throw Colbs right at you. Like a missile. You've got, so for Frank, we've got Joe Burrow, Ramondre Stevenson, Alexander Mattison, Jalen Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, Cooks, Travis Kelce, Connor, Bass, and the Jets defense. On the flip side, John's got Josh Allen, Austin Eckler, Javonte Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Drake London, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyler Higbee, Jahan Dotson, Jake Elliott, and the Commanders defense.
So off the rip, I like the way John started off his draft. I like what he was doing during the draft. When were you looking at the complete team? I would have to go with Frank. I think Frank had some sneak picks. I was mad he took the Jets defense. I wanted them. He picked them literally right before. Like, he picked Jets defense, and then I picked Seattle defense because I was literally ready to pick Jets defense, and he took them.
Yeah.
His team is a pretty complete team as well. I like the way he drafted that team. I think it's going to be a nail biter, but I think he squeaks out the win over John.
So if he moves Travis Kelce, then I agree with you. Because right now, Travis Kelce is starting, and he's not playing tonight. So he's got a hole in his tight end spot. I know it still says Travis Kelce is questionable, but I don't think he's
playing. I don't think he plays either.
So if he can switch out Travis Kelce, then yes, I agree with you. If he doesn't, I take John. But otherwise, yes. I really like Frank this week because the Jets defense is going to fuck up Josh Allen. And that is a direct fucking matchup in this fantasy game. So,
oh, no, 100%. And I don't want to be that guy that, oh, well, if he doesn't, well, this is the lineup that's showing right now. And if it stays true to the word, I'm going to stick. I still think Frank wins. Hopefully thinking that he's going to change that player, you know, Kelce out for someone.
Right.
But if Kelce stays in, I got to stay true to my word that I still pick Frank, but he's probably going to lose that matchup because Kelce's a big part.
That's fair. So then staying true to our word, as the lineup shows as it is, I take John.
Yeah.
Just for that reason, because if Kelce doesn't, it's a huge hole in his.
I just think I said Frank just because I looked at the complete lineup, not thinking right now that Kelce's probably not going to play.
Yeah. No,
but I made my bed. I'll sleep in it.
I respect it. And then we've got Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the Commish. Versus Nazzy Nate Lathouris, the older brother. We've got Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Gibson, Kenneth Walker, Justin fucking Jefferson, Calvin Ridley, the betting god, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, Juju Smith-Schuster, Evan McPherson, and the Seahawks defense for Mr. Kamish, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Nazzy Nate is sporting one great massage therapist at Deshaun Washington, Chris Makers, DC. I can't get canceled when we run this shit. T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, I almost forgot his name, David Njoku, Christian Kirk, Justin Sanders, whatever, Jason Sanders, one of the Sanders, who knows, and the Ravens defense.
I'm sorry.
53% chance to win this bitch.
I know Nate has the chance to beat me all for the predictions, and he has better predictions with some of the players he has, but I think my lineup is a sleeper. I'm sorry. The way I built this lineup, I went for guys that I specifically wanted. I didn't go off of, oh, this guy's the next guy if I auto-draft or he's projected this. No, I went for guys that's like, this man is going to ball out this year. And I think with the lineup that I have, be careful because you might see me in the championship round this year. Will see me in the championship round this year.
Not after I knock you out, but I like your team. Be careful with Juju Smith-Schuster, because apparently, according to reports, his knee is bound to explode any fucking second. So that's my only worry on your side. But as the rosters sit right now, I'm taking you over Nazzy Nate, and simply because Christian McCaffrey is going to be on a pitch count for the 49ers, so I don't think he's going to really do as much as they want him to do. And I think Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson is just going to be a sex connection. And the Jets are going to fucking mollywop the Buffalo.
So just saying, I have five fantasy leagues this year. Four of them, I got Garrett Wilson. Two of them, I got Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers. Can you name the one league I don't have Garrett Wilson in?
Christy. I wonder.
But I couldn't say no because I had the number two pick this year and Justin Jefferson was still on the block, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't. And look, I'm with you. I'm a Garrett Wilson believer and sympathizer. I'm with you. But no, you can't. Like, realistically, trying to win a fantasy football championship, you cannot pick Garrett Wilson right now over Justin Jefferson. It's just, I hate to say it. I'd love to say that you could, but you can't. Not right now. But no, and Calvin Ridley, I like your team. George Pickens is a fucking problem. I got
four number ones. Even if Juju Smith-Schuster stays healthy, I got four number one receivers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like what you got going on with your team. I got you this week. I got you in week one. And then obviously, the most important matchup of the week.
We just spoke about it.
Nah, don't worry. It's coming. We got the Lombardi Trophy.
I like that name.
Right? Your boy, Papa Smurf, playing Mahomes had a little lamb. MJ the GOAT, my arch nemesis, the only one that stopped her from an undefeated season just 2 years ago.
So you're going to keep it going, right? You and Sarah are the only people that's like beating her. So you got to
put her down. I'm going to show her her place in week one, and it ain't on top of the leaderboard, baby. So we already know where I'm going. But I got Justin Fields. I got him late, so don't hate me. I got Justin Fields, Saquon Barkley, RB1, Tony Pollard, putting my money where my mouth is, Brandon Ayuk, Tyler Lockett. I went with Slanty McSlanterson himself.
I saw that.
Look, early in the season, I think he's going to give me a big boost. And if he stays healthy towards the end, playoff helper. But if he doesn't, at least I can get off to a hot start. Anyway, Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers, don't sleep on the rookie.
Another one that you stole from me.
Yeah, there was a lot of sniping going on in our league, man. I got Young Hoku, which I pretty much go after in every league, every year.
Same.
Love him. And the Cowboys defense. Then Mahomes had a little lamb. Obviously, she got Patty DeBoy playing tonight. She got J.K. Dobbins, Isaiah Pacheco, CD's Nuts, DK Metcalf, Marquise Brown, Dallas Goedert, Dalton Schultz, Graham Gano, and the Niners defense.
So her draft was really weird.
Yeah.
She put Patrick Mahomes number two. after taking CeeDee Lamb number one, which I thought was super weird that she took a quarterback in the second round. I thought maybe Patrick could have lasted to like third. Then she started to fall off in some of her picks. And then she started picking up on her picks again. Like, she got the San Fran defense, and she got, you know, Marquise Brown and guys like that. Really, really hard to determine her team. I like your squad. I really do like your squad. I think your squad is going to be one of the better seasons of the six seasons you've been in the Degenerates so far. I think this is going to be a staple point for you. I'm going to give you the win. I'm going to stay with the Zach beating Melissa train. The Murphy family household taking out the Crozier household. I'm going to stay with that. I'm going to give you this win. I think you take this win. I think Melissa ends up getting hot during like week two or three, and she starts going on her winning streak. But I think this is going to be the start of a really, really good season for you.
Thank you. The only thing, so I'll talk about her team first. The thing that I'm obviously scared of is Patrick Mahomes, right? I've been saying this whole episode that tonight's going to be a gunfight. Well, Patrick Mahomes is going to put up points tonight. And Isaiah Pacheco, if this goes into a gunfight, you know, I'm hoping, obviously, he doesn't really get into the passing game. So I'm hoping that the gunfight hurts Pacheco, even though it's going to help Mahomes. I don't trust J.K. Dobbins for her. She's got some good receivers, but starting two tight ends, that's a little, that's a different approach in week one. As far as my draft strategy, I was towards the tail end. I think I was, the seventh, eighth pick. So this is one year that I did not go zero RB. Typically, I try and go wide receivers, but a lot of the big
names. I was going to say, the last 2 years, you've been going zero RB.
Yeah, a lot of the big names were off the board in my draft position, so I decided to get me some Saquon and follow up with Tony Pollard. I've been talking about years past how he's fucking RB1 in Dallas, so now he is physically RB1 in Dallas, and I'll put my money where my mouth is. I like that. Thank you. I think I got a lot of value with Ayuk, Lockett, and Thomas, like I already explained. I think Ayuk is going to help out Brock Purdy huge in his multiple fucking facets that he does. I'm liking what I got. Obviously, I'm taking me. You know, I think week one, Justin Fields matchup with Green Bay is going to help him. I like what I got. I like what I'm doing here. And I agree with you. This is the first Degenerates draft that I was sober for.
I was going to say, yes, you were sober. The only question I have with your lineup is I would start to try to figure out how to get someone other than Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is a good backup, but it's not a guy that you want starting every week.
So Justin Fields, so just to give you my mentality, I have Geno Smith on my bench. I went for safe.
Okay.
I went safe with my quarterbacks. Justin Fields was my reach quarterback because he can do it with his legs and his arms. But if you know, I'm not worried about losing points. I'm not really worried about gaining points. I got me some Geno Smith. He's got some good weapons. I can stack him with Tyler Lockett. So that's kind of like my, all right, this is going to be
I actually like that backup situation. I would put Geno as one of my, if I was you, I'm not saying do anything I'm saying, because I might fuck up your shit. I would put Geno as my primary starter. Because I think he has more matchups in the 17 weeks that he's going to play better than Justin. But then you have those five or six games where you can plug Justin in and he'll probably go off for 40 points.
Right, right. Well, week one, Geno's playing the Rams. I don't know how I feel about that matchup. I'm not really afraid of the Rams. I'm not really super firm on them. They've always got a decent defense, so I don't know if I really want to trust that just yet. So I'm gonna let Justin go out. See what I do with my QB1. And, you know, like you said, make the adjustments week to week. But I like what I got going on based on matchups. So yeah, man, I agree with you. Obviously, it's the first time we can see that I actually have a plan in my draft and in my base team. You know, sobriety does a wild thing to your mindset. I'm not sober
for maybe life. You'll never maybe being sober for the draft is going to show a difference of drunk Zach always being in last place and sober Zach maybe being middle of the pack.
Yeah, maybe actually competing for a playoff spot for once. maybe not getting it, but actually competing for it instead of just playing away from last.
We got some six seasons in of the degenerates, and yes, we have some of the craziest degens in all of the planet Earth. But these are some competitive motherfuckers. And I know first season was a feeler. Second season, people were still kind of wary. Third season, we're getting the feel for it. But now we're six seasons in, and people are like, yeah, bitch, that trophy's coming here.
Yeah, we're rolling. We're shit-talking. I'm going to be putting out some new player cards. I'm going to try to do some new things. If people get in the chat and shit-talk a little bit more, maybe make some more hype stuff. I'm excited, man. It's a good season. I'm coming into it with a plan. I'm coming in with a brilliant mustache. How can I lose?
We said what we said. This is Degenerate Season 6. Stay tuned for Week 2. We'll see who won and who lost. We said what we said.